A newly refurbished Coast Guard icebreaker is en route to Antarctica to free two vessels stuck in ice. The stuck ships are a Russian research vessel and a Chinese icebreaker, says Allison Conroy, the Coast Guard's chief warrant officer for the Pacific area. The Russian ship has been stranded since before Christmas. The Chinese vessel got stuck when it tried to help. Conroy says the Coast Guard cutter Polar Star is being sent to the scene. The heavy-duty icebreaker just finished undergoing a three-year, $90 million overhaul. The Polar Star set out from Sydney on Saturday. Conroy says the Chinese ship's helicopter has evacuated the passengers from the Russian ship, but the vessel's crews are still on board.
The Polar Star is heading down there about 8 knots right now, and we expect them to be on scene on January 12th. Once on scene, they plan to break the ice out around the two ships once they break a navigational path through the sea ice. And that way, the two ships that are beset will then be able to leave the area under their own power.
Conroy says Coast Guard ships are often tasked with breaking ice to keep navigational lanes clear. The Coast Guard cutter Healy performed one such mission in Alaska in 2010 when it helped a Russian vessel break a channel through sea ice to resupply Nome with fuel. But Conroy says it's more rare for an icebreaker to have to rescue other ships like the Polar Star is setting out to do.
The search and rescue mission that it's embarking on now is actually kind of unique. The last time we probably heard about ships being beset in ice, you can read in your history books.
This is the first time the Polar Star has been to Antarctica since 2006. After this, it'll embark on its main mission, breaking ice to help resupply the U.S. Antarctic Program's field stations.